A few numbers only hint at the scale of suffering in this country at the start of December. More than 3,000 Americans died from COVID-19 on Wednesday. More than 3,000. That is more than the number of people killed in the 9/11 attacks, and it is just one day of this pandemic. 3,000 in a day. Roughly 100,000 Americans are hospitalized from the virus, and of course, millions of people remain unemployed. With all of that happening, federal coronavirus relief is running out, and it's in this atmosphere that lawmakers are beginning to move towards some additional help. House Democrats, of course, approved around $2 trillion in extra spending months ago. Republicans who controlled the Senate wanted a lot less, but a bipartisan proposal has now gained some support. NPR congressional correspondent Kelsey Snell is following all this. Kelsey, good morning.
Good morning.
I'm just thinking this through. Mitch McConnell, the Senate Republican leader, has said they need to do something. House and Senate Democratic leaders seem to like this bipartisan proposal from some senators. Why are they willing to move now?
Well, those numbers we were talking about, the number of people who are affected, that those are really important things in Congress. More than 20 million people remain out of work, and millions of people are at risk of eviction. Millions are at risk of losing unemployment benefits. And major programs like student loan and mortgage relief are basically on the verge of expiration. That is huge political pressure. But Democrats also see a completely different negotiating and political universe on the horizon. You know, aides have been saying that since Joe Biden won the election, that they could pass a smaller relief bill now and do more later. That is very different than what they were willing to do under President Trump, where they didn't really believe that he would go along with a piecemeal approach. They thought that perhaps he would agree to something small now and never agree to something in the future. And Democrats I talked to say this $908 billion bill they're talking about is just a starting place. And they're really trying to pressure McConnell to negotiate up from his much smaller figure, as you mentioned, of around $500 billion.
So they're saying they'll get what they can here in this lame duck session and then see where they can go after January 20.
Right. And, you know, I'm told that's a really big part of all of this for Democrats. You know, even if Democrats don't control the Senate, they think they'll have a stronger hand in the talks if they know that a relief bill will definitely have the support of the president. And they think that they would have that with President-elect Biden. And since that wasn't the case with President Trump, they say this is really just different. You know, President Trump has been almost completely absent from these coronavirus relief talks. He sent his chief of staff, Mark Meadows, and Treasury Secretary Mnuchin to do almost all of the negotiating for him. And Republicans frequently suggested that they either didn't feel confident in his support for further aid or they thought he'd veto some measure. Democrats say Biden explicitly said any bill they pass now would be just a start. Here's what he said yesterday.
Any package passed in this so-called lame duck session be now on January 21st. At best, it's only going to be a down payment.
Although now that they're thinking of it as a down payment, is any kind of down payment even likely at this point?
You know, there really isn't a guarantee that anything will get passed. We've talked about these big figures, $500 billion and $900 billion. Those are big numbers, and that gulf is still pretty big. It's certainly closer than it was just a little bit ago, but it's still a big difference. And they're trying to get out of town ahead of the holidays, so there's not a lot of time to get something done.
Kelsey, thanks for the update.
Thanks so much for having me.
That's NPR's Kelsey Snell.